Godly Habits, 7 Practices to Grow You as a Disciple of Jesus. Chapter 2, Scripture. Israel had a God who spoke into the void to bring forth creation, sure, but perhaps more importantly, and certainly more personally, God spoke to them through the flames of a burning bush that oddly didn't burn up, from fiery mountains and tents of meeting, through priests and judges and kings, via laws and poems and prophecy. As Moses reiterated the Ten Commandments to the generation of Israelites that was about to take possession of the Promised Land, he said, "What other nation is so great as to have their gods near them the way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to him? And what other nation is so great as to have such righteous decrees and laws as this body of laws I'm setting before you today?" To have a God you could pray to with confidence, and to have a God who spoke to his people with instruction and decree, was a remarkable thing. It was the singular privilege of the Old Testament people of God. No other nation enjoyed this concession. But as Israel's history unfolded, the people of God got bored with God's words, with disastrous consequences. The cultural narratives and norms of the surrounding nations were far more interesting to them. In the face of a God who speaks to us, we also find ourselves yawning. It's all so familiar. The headlines flashing in our faces and the cultural norms softly telling and retelling their story in 1,000 ways every day seem more urgent and interesting and diverting. What fools we are. Jesus' right-hand man, the Apostle Peter, reminds us in 2 Peter that we have the words of the Old Testament prophets made more certain. Made more certain because Jesus has fulfilled all their expectations. Indeed, we have the words of Jesus himself, the greatest prophet of all. And yet, we prefer to tune into the doomsday predictions in the news, binge a whole season of Netflix in 2 evenings, or mindlessly, restlessly, and endlessly scroll through social media. What fools we are, because there is a better story to tune into. One in which we're not mere spectators, but active participants. It's the story of a king who gave up all heavenly privilege to live among us, albeit in an oddly different and magnetic way, and then who died for us in our place, a very unking-like thing to do. And then when we thought the story was over, he burst forth from the grave to inaugurate a kingdom that is not of this world. And then, no joke, he invites us into his kingdom and to participate in its construction. It is such a better story than the chaos, numbness, or vanity of most of the stories we digest in our unthinking routines and daily habits. As the Apostle Peter said, we have the words of the prophets made more certain. In the next breath, Peter urges us, "You will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts." He's talking about the story of Scripture, now packaged in a very convenient 1,000-page volume, or if absolutely necessary, downloaded to your device. It's a much better story. And we would do well to pay attention to it. More fool us if we don't. Deb from our congregation says, "I don't even call it reading the Bible anymore. I call it feeding on the Scriptures. I can listen to it. I can read it. I can ask God to bring back into my memory what I've read or memorized in the past." And I would want to say to everybody, feed on the Scriptures. If you can do it every day, do it every day. If you can only do it a few times a week, do it a few times a week. However which way it looks, feed on the Scripture. Do it because God wants you to. And do it because God wants to bless you through it. Feed on the Scripture. Give it a go, number one. Find a reading plan. There are lots of good reading plans available. Some old school rebels have printed reading notes like Every Day with Jesus or Scripture Union Reading Plans or the Daily Reading Bible from Matthias Media. Most of these have some electronic or online versions you can use as well. Nikki Gumbel, the guy who developed the Alpha Course, has a Bible in 1 Year program for reading through the Bible. There's a full version and an express version. Look for BibleIn1Year.org. The clever folks at YouVersion, that's YouVersion.com, have developed the most downloaded Bible app ever that has been installed on more than 500 million devices. But they also have reading and listening plans available. But honestly, you don't need to be a super clever person to read the Bible, and every Christian will be blessed by opening their Bibles and reading it for themselves. Developing your own methodology will serve you better than relying on other people's plans. A basic method is to work your way through different books of the Bible. Start with the Gospel, then move to a New Testament letter, then back to an Old Testament book, throw in the Psalms to keep it fresh, then repeat. You could give it a twist by reading shorter sections during the week and slotting in longer sections on weekends and holidays, in which you read through a whole book. For each passage, as big or as small as you like, you can make it sweet like soap, where the S in soap stands for Scripture. Read the passage slowly and write out a sentence or key verse. The O stands for observe. What stood out in the passage? What does it tell you about God, the world, or humanity? The A stands for apply. Was there a command to obey, a promise to believe, an encouragement to take to heart? How could your life look different in light of this verse or passage? And P stands for pray. You know how to do this because you read the last chapter, but pray specifically off the back of what you've just read. Give it a go, number two, write out Scripture. One of the ways to soak yourself in Scripture is to write it out. Writing out a key verse is part of the SOAP soap method above, but you need not limit yourself to a single verse. Writing out longer pieces of Scripture will help to embed God's word in your mind, which helps you recall it at moments down the track when you most need it. Feel free to be creative with different colors and sizes and shapes. The process of writing Scripture is slow and deliberate, and you might even feel like you need to hurry it up. But as John Mark Comer says, hurry is the great enemy of spiritual life. So don't worry about hurry, and don't rush the process. Slow and deliberate writing is an ally in this process. Give it a go, number three, memorize Scripture. Memorizing Scripture is just an extension of writing out Scripture. Start with a short verse. Write it out, then write it out again. Test yourself until you've memorized the short verse. Then try with a slightly longer verse and add that to your Bible armory. Alternate between verses that describe the gospel and verses that teach us how to live the gospel out. Maybe learn a whole psalm or two. Some suggestions for gospel verses: Mark 10:45, John 3:36, John 14:6, Acts 4:12, Acts 17:24-27, Romans 1:16, Romans 6:23, Romans 10:9, 1 Corinthians 1:18, 2 Corinthians 5:21, Ephesians 2:8-10, Titus 2:11-14, 1 Peter 3, verse 18. Action verses: 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, Galatians 5, 22-23, Philippians 1, verse 21, Philippians 2, verses 3-4, Philippians 4, verse 4-6, Colossians 3, verse 17, 2 Timothy 3, 16-17, Hebrews 3, 13, Hebrews 12, 1-3, James 1, 22, 1 Peter 2:11-12, 1 Peter 3:15-16. And for the Psalms, try Psalm 1 or 19, 23, 46, 51, 103, 121, 139. Some helpful hints. Read your Bible before you check your phone, or turn on your TV or fire up your computer. Start your day with a better story of who's in control and who loves you the most. Read from a printed Bible rather than a Bible app. You'll get to know your way around the Bible much more readily, and it's easy to see the passage you're reading in its context. Plus, you look like a modern retro hipster, which is very important these days. Combine your reading with prayer, as above. Ease into it. Some of the Bible reading plans require you to read 5 or more chapters every day. That's a lot to begin with, so try starting with smaller chunks and really think about what you're reading. You can add more scripture and more reading days as you progress. If you're trying to memorize scripture, stick printed verses in a few places you'll see throughout the day, like on your fridge or bathroom mirror, on the side of your computer monitor, on your TV remote. You get the picture.